Hey, sweeties. This is Jasper Gregory. I'm on. I'm in Berkeley, kind of downtown by Shattuck on Durant. I've been noticing some interesting stuff. So I used to blog about gender all the time. I did my Deleuzian becoming woman on air, totally publicized, and shared my feelings about it. It's very interesting stuff. Someday I'll have to dig it up. It's on jasperswardrobe.com if you're interested in, look at the categories. But anyway, so one thing that, so I've been doing these gender shifts back and forth, becoming woman. It's a deterritorialization, reterritorialization, whatever. I take a line of flight towards woman, towards an expression of mother instead of father, right? Just to be more like my mom than like my dad. And it's been a very interesting process because, now I'm going deep, so forgive me for not being literate here. It's like I put on clothes. Like, so some part of me that's pre-linguistic says, I want to wear that, right? I want to wear eyeliner, I want to wear a fitted shirt, I want whatever. And then it's like living the world you want to be, right? Or being whatever. Then people will come towards me and initiate conversations, and suddenly I'm in a different world where I'm that aspect of me is accepted. So I made an ethnographic journey through spaces where male femininity is accepted, through queer worlds and through, but also, like girly girl space, just sitting with the girly girls and talking about makeup, right? Is a social space that is exclusive in its own way, right? So, like I said, only wearers of makeup are allowed into this girly girl. They bond over, or it's a public signal in a way of, yeah, we're on the same team here. I don't know. But so to stop blabbing and get back to my original thing. But one thing that's interesting is because sometimes I have all this stuff in my closet, and sometimes I'll just start dressing differently, whatever the mood strikes me. And then I only realize after a couple of days that everybody is different towards me, that I'm starting, so basically this time, I'd had a really hard winter in which I'd just totally withdrawn, and I looked kind of homeless. I was doing my occupier thing, right? It's armor. And then I had just come out of this depression and cast off my masculine armor a little bit and, gone shopping in my own closet and found some, like a Beatles jacket that I never really wore. And wearing my Brazilian jeans again with all the studs. And put on some eyeliner, right? So those are the three changes. And then I forget about it, right? Because I'm not on stage all day. I'm not thinking, oh my God, I have eyeliner. I totally forget about it. But then you just kind of notice how differently. So the difference in this one is that women start talking to me on the street, right? It sounds like a small thing, but it's really nice. It's like I am adopted into woman space. I'm, I don't know. Probably they would say they're reading it as gay or maybe transgender, but I'm not a threat. And that is just changes the world from black to white. Sorry. From red to blue. Let's not be dualistic here. So that was fun. That was a fun memo, and now it's going to go away because 5 minutes is the limit. So let me know if you listen to this because I don't get any feedback on Audioboo. Oh, it's flashing. Bye-bye. I'll be back later.